KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 51 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms toward midday and especially during the afternoon, a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, Iowa Republican Governor Terry Branstad's upcoming departure to Beijing marks the end of a career in state politics that spans several decades. The 70-year-old is the longest-serving governor in the U.S. at more than 22 years. The U.S. Senate voted to confirm Branstad Monday as the next ambassador to China. As Branstad gets ready to leave Iowa, he's highlighted the state's low unemployment rate and renewable energy investments in wind farms and ethanol. But critics point to legislation he approved this year that weakened public unions, restricted minimum hourly wage increases, and added a voter identification requirement at the polls. Branstad in recent years also privatized Iowa's Medicaid health care program for the poor and disabled without legislative approval. Once Branstad resigns as governor, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will replace him. Police in Creston said Monday night that four vehicles were heavily damaged during an accident that took place early Sunday morning. The accident happened around 12:25 a.m. It was a 2012 Dodge Ram pickup driven by 15-year-old Dylan Wyatt Weiss of Afton was traveling east on West Adams Street in downtown Creston. The pickup drifted toward a row of legally parked vehicles and struck a 1990 Chevy pickup. Weiss's vehicle also collided with a 2006 Toyota Tundra and a 1996 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. Damage to all the vehicles amounted to $16,000 or $4,000 each. According to the report, excessive speed was a contributing factor to the accident. No citations were issued. The driver of a 1992 Toyota and her passenger suffered minor injuries during a rollover accident Sunday evening west of Malvern. According to the Mills County Sheriff's Office, 18-year-old McKenna Brogan of Glenwood was traveling south on Highway 275 at around 7:40 p.m. Sunday when she lost control of the car just north of Kane Avenue. When the vehicle began to fishtail, Brogan took evasive action but overcorrected. The car hit the east embankment and rolled over, coming to rest on its top. Brogan was trapped in the vehicle, but the passenger managed to free herself. A passing motorist stopped to help and called 911. Glenwood Fire and Rescue extricated Brogan from the vehicle before she and the passenger were transported to Mercy Hospital, with Brogan having been transported by Glenwood Rescue. The accident remains under investigation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Henderson man was arrested Monday on bench warrants for Montgomery and Mills County. Just before 11:56 p.m., officers arrested 32-year-old Nicholas John Horgdahl on charges of failure to appear on driving while barred from both counties. Horgdahl was taken to the Montgomery County District Court and entered a guilty plea on the Montgomery County charge and was sentenced to 14 days in jail. He was also being held in Mills County on a $5,000 bond. Deputies in Mills County Sunday arrested two people from Nebraska on separate drug charges. 24-year-old Paige Marie Kartzuba of Omaha was arrested at around 12:45 p.m. for OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $2,300. And 22-year-old Servando Pacheco Perez of Omaha was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Sunday for possession of drug paraphernalia and having no valid driver's license. His bond was set at $300. Police in Glenwood on Monday said three people were arrested recently. Last Friday, 20-year-old Brody Cates of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Case was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond until seen by a magistrate. On Sunday, Glenwood police arrested 25-year-old Derek Rodwell of Glenwood for violation of a 321A financial responsibility clause. That's failure to provide proof of insurance. Rodwell's bond was set at $1,000. That same day, 18-year-old Dylan Barrett of Glenwood was arrested for trespass. His bond was set at $1,000. A woman from Missouri Valley was arrested by Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies Friday morning on a warrant for third-degree theft. 49-year-old Faith Lorraine Jensen Roberts was transferred from the Polk County Jail and brought back to Pott County, where she was held pending a court appearance. Sheriff's officials said also 24-year-old Julian Philippa Stewart of Council Bluffs was arrested Friday afternoon for domestic assault after a deputy observed a disturbance between Stewart and his 25-year-old girlfriend. 37-year-old Jason Allen Byers of Council Bluffs was arrested Friday afternoon in Pott County after he turned himself into the jail. Byers was wanted on warrants for use of possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. 25-year-old Cody Flynn Miller of Council Bluffs was arrested Friday afternoon at the Pott County Jail. He'd been wanted on a warrant for domestic abuse by impeding airflow and was booked into the jail without incident. Amanda was being held in the Cass County Jail, was transferred Friday afternoon by Pott County deputies back to the jail in Council Bluffs. 24-year-old Jacob Allen Kraft of Council Bluffs was wanted on a warrant for burglary and a third-degree theft from a motor vehicle. A Council Bluffs man was arrested on drug charges late Friday night after a deputy conducted a welfare check on the driver of a vehicle that had partially stopped on the road in the area of Greenview and State Orchard Road in Council Bluffs. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said 24-year-old Cody Allen Johnston was determined to have been operating while intoxicated. Authorities found 4.5 grams of marijuana and a marijuana smoking pipe in his possession. Johnston was taken into custody for OWI first offense, possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And sheriff's officials say 23-year-old William Dunlap Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday afternoon following a traffic stop in Council Bluffs. As a result of the traffic stop, Dunlap Jr. was arrested for driving while barred. Afton Police Chief John Coulter says his department has been informed that there is a new device used to scan credit and debit cards. The device is called a shimmer. That's much smaller and slimmer, actually, than a skimmer that most commonly is seen in Iowa. Coulter says so far it's been seen in Europe and, for that matter, Mexico, but was recently discovered in Canada by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He suggests that when you're using your credit or debit card, look at the card reader and see if there are any signs of tampering. If there are signs of tampering, notify the store management. The shimmer device will slip inside an ATM or credit and debit card slot, so they may not even be detectable. But if you see anything unusual, again, let your bank or store that you're doing business with know. Sheriff's officials in Sac County said yesterday that a Marshalltown man was arrested Sunday morning after a Sac County deputy used a taser to take the man into custody. 23-year-old Corey Austin Martz was arrested at around 6:30 a.m. following an investigation into a suspicious person who was twice at Sparky's in Lakeview wanting to use the phone. The description of the suspect person matched the description of a man who fled on foot earlier during a traffic stop by a Lakeview police officer. The sheriff's deputy encountered Martz, who matched the suspect description, walking behind the TCT trucking in Lakeview. When the deputy made contact with Martz, he took off on foot. The deputy gave chase, and after several warnings to stop, the deputy deployed his taser, and Martz was taken into custody without further incident. Martz had two warrants for his arrest out of Marshall County. The first was for violation of parole. This other was for voluntary absence from custody. Martz was charged by sheriff's officials with interference with official acts, and he was booked into the Sac County Jail. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, San Francisco-based Cormark Holding Company announced that they have entered into a definitive asset purchase agreement to acquire all the assets of Carroll's Farmer Bakken Company for $190 million. Chantel Grove reports from Carroll.
Farmer Bakken Chairman John Norgaard says after a careful evaluation of potential partners to preserve the Farmer Bakken Company legacy, Cormark emerged as the obvious choice. Third-generation-owned Farmer Bakken is a landmark Carroll company founded in 1939. Their more than 1,000 employees provide food service and fresh supplies to nearly 6,000 customers in 14 Midwestern states. A timeline for the acquisition has not yet been released.
And Iowa farmers have planted 92% of the state's corn crop, which is 3 days behind last year's rate. That's mostly due to wet fields from recent storms, but their progress is 2 days ahead of the five-year average. The U.S. Department of Agriculture in its weekly crop update released Monday said 59% of the Iowa crop has emerged. The quality of the crop is high, with 75% rated good or excellent. Soybean planting in Iowa is 62% complete. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.